Okay, there we are.
I want to say a little bit about the baptism of fire. That's sort of a hard thing to understand. What does it actually mean to be baptized by fire? Jesus said he was going to come and baptize us in fire. So when you hold a match underneath a wooden table, what happens to it? Pretty soon that solid wooden table is a little heap of ash on the floor. So what did that fire do to that table? The key word we're looking for there is it changed it. Okay? Fire is the element of change. So when the Bible talks about fire, they're talking about the element of change. That's what fire stands for. So when I got saved and when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, it wasn't speaking in tongues. A lot of people think that that's the sign that someone has been baptized in the Holy Ghost as they speak in tongues. Sometimes it could be, but I'll tell you what it was for me. I was changed. And when people talk to me about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, what the proof to me is not speaking in tongues. The proof to me is a changed life. And boy, I'll tell you, nobody knew as well as I knew when I was changed. I mean, I was changed from who I used to be to who I was then. No question about it. I knew it in every fiber of my being. So, to be baptized in fire means that you've been changed. That's what God does. The scripture talks about nobody can see God and live. When you find God, you got to die to yourself. It's a fact. When Moses went up that mountain, God said, if so much as a beast touched the foot of the mountain, he must be thrust through with a dart. It's like the people were afraid. They said, Moses, you go up there and listen to God and then come down and tell us what he says and we'll do it. They were scared because they believed you couldn't see God and live. And it's truth in the spiritual realm. It's true. You can't. And so this element of change, this fire, what it brings is you no longer live for yourself. You've got to give up all your and live for the kingdom of God. And it's not something that too many people want to do. So anyway, that's what baptism of fire means. It means you're changed. And then one other little thing I wanted to say, it really didn't have anything to do with today's message, but I was thinking about it this morning before the meeting. And what it was how important it is to really know your Bible. Because I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that you're praying to God and you're not getting an answer. Or maybe your life is going bad and you're wondering why. And you say to God, God, what's going on? And he says this one word to you, Vashti. Do you know that you should know immediately what he's talking about? Do you know who Vashti was? You remember the story? The king had a banquet and his wife was Vashti, and he called for her to be brought to him because he wanted to show her off at this banquet. But guess what? What was she doing? She had her own thing going on. She wouldn't come when the king called her because she was doing her own thing. Do you realize that that's what a lot of us are doing? God is calling us, and we're not coming because we're doing our own thing. And so that's why it's so important to know the Bible, because God can speak to you so easy. Just that one word, Vashti, you should know exactly what he meant. Another little example about it that was on my mind, let me see if I can remember it. In the scripture, God talks about he doesn't want to control you with a bit in your mouth. You know what a bit does to a horse? It hurts him. When they pull it to the right, it hurts his mouth, and so he thinks, I better go right. God doesn't want to hurt you. God doesn't want to bring trouble to your life. He wants you to respond just with a whisper. Remember with Elijah, just this still small voice. That's how God wants to talk to you. You know, a really good horse, he knows when you want to jump because he feels your legs tighten around him. When you want to go right, he knows it because he feels your body shift. You know, a good horse is really sensitive to your touch. And that's what God wants. He wants you to be sensitive to his touch. He wants to just speak to you in a still small voice. And the way he does that is by his word. So I'm just saying all this to say it's so important that we know that Bible. It makes God be able to communicate with us just ever so sweetly. So God bless. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, Mike.
One thing came to me about
You're going to have to turn your volume up, Connie.
one thing came to me about the overshadowing and how the Lord keeps us. He's quickened me to, mostly in the night when I'm getting ready to go to sleep, I'm thanking him for the things in my day and just praising him. One of the things that I continually am thankful for, and I say it to him, thank you for blessing me, especially the blessings that I don't see, especially the ones I'm unaware of. I have no idea, Lord, what you're keeping from me, but I want to thank you because you are doing that. So I'm grateful that he is keeping. His keeping is the overshadowing, and we have no idea what he's keeping us from. So we just need to praise him that he's doing that on our behalf. Amen.
Amen. Ronnie, I just want to agree with you. There are things that God does. He protects us, He gives us blessings, and we don't even know when He's protecting us or the things that God is doing. So I agree with you. Sometimes we don't even realize the blessings of the Lord that He's doing on a daily basis with us and to us. So I agree with you. Sometimes we don't even realize the blessings and the protection that God is giving us throughout our life. So I agree with you to thank the Lord for the things that we don't even realize what God is doing in our life. I agree with you 100% on that.
Amen.
Yeah, it was like about a year ago. I'm going on a two-lane road down towards a city. It's kind of a country road going to from Half Moon to Waterford, and there's not much traffic. I'm going along probably 55, 60 miles per hour. There's a car I see approaching me, also going, coming at a pretty good speed. And then I looked up, all of a sudden, if you can imagine, the two of us coming at high speed, the distance cutting down very rapidly. And all of a sudden, he's over on my side of the road for whatever reason. He probably was texting or something. And there was no way that, even slamming on the brakes, it wouldn't help. Or I could just go to the right and just go right off the road into the ditch. But I guess it was the Lord. I hit the horn. And when I did that, all of a sudden he veered away back onto his own lane. But it wasn't more than maybe one or two car lengths that he got out of the way for me to go by him. And, I just, of course, I just acknowledged that it was the Lord that did that. But to this day, I remember how close I came to losing my life. And that would have been a head-on collision that neither one of us would have survived. But I acknowledge that it's the grace of God that saves us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It wasn't your time, Larry.
I know. I know. But that's how close it was. I was within 5 seconds, I'd say, of just,
Oh, it had to
being
be
going to be
more,
with the
less than
Lord.
5 seconds.
Yeah. Well, and it's amazing how quick something like that happens,
I would like to just sing this song. I feel so sweet about the Lord as I listen to the brethren speaking. It just goes like this. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus says the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Amen. Amen. The Lord has, I wanted to bear witness with that song. The Lord has put it on my heart this week, and I didn't have the words in my songbook, so I went to the internet to print out the words, and it didn't print out the words, but then I found it in my songbook. But praise God, that witnesses to me. That's what he's been telling me. Oh, for grace to trust him. I've proved him. I've proved him over and over and over again. He's proved himself to me. Amen. Faithful. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. We have another good singer in our group.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you.
Praise God.
Well, let me turn the recording off.